just how bold I am since I've got
Good morning, and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. On 98.1 KZE, I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Eben Parisser of Goodnight Moonshine. Hi, Eben.
Hi, how you doing, Rick? So good to be here. It's Eben Parisser, just like Paris, France, in fact.
All right, so a Parisser.
That's right. The story is that there was a Parisian spy way back when my family was in Europe, and they gave him the name Parisser so that he would blend right in Paris. I don't know if it's true, but I tell it.
I like it. Eben, it's been a little while since you've been here in the studios of 98.1 KZE. Last time you came to visit, you were with your pals in Roosevelt Dime. How's Roosevelt Dime these days?
Well, we're not playing, but the boys are doing well. Andrew's down in Virginia. He's in a band called Susie and the Pistols with his wife, who happens to be Bruce Hornsby's niece. Huh. And Tony's in Brooklyn and doing magical things that only Tony could do. And Craig is in Nashville now with his wife Abby Gardner, from who you know from Red Molly.
Now, are you on hiatus or you just spread out?
We are on hiatus. There's no current plans to play again. You know, we had a long run all through our 20s and made some really great music.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember coming in and playing the station and having a really good time with y'all.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate in some sense, but fortunate in another sense, because that opens you up to do a lot of other things, such as Goodnight Moonshine. And we're excited that you and Molly are going to be together in the Phoenicia Playhouse this Saturday, part of the Flying Cat Music Series. The venue, if you've never been there, Eben, is really intimate, wonderful, and you feel like you're in somebody's living room that has official theater seats. But it's that cozy. You know, it's a good feel.
Oh, my gosh. Can't wait. Yeah, no, we were super excited to be invited. And I'm not even sure exactly where we're going, but it's like way up there. It's sort of off in the mountain. It's off to the west a little bit in the mountains, right? I mean, it's like a Vacationville kind of area, right?
Yeah. Just to put you in a state of reference, do you know where Woodstock, New York is?
Well, yes.
Okay, well, it's 16 miles out of Woodstock, so it's right about there. So now you kind of know where it is. And Phoenicia voted number 6 of the coolest small towns in America. I happen to be a Phoenician. So welcome to Phoenicia this Saturday. We're excited to have both you and Molly. Molly is your wife. She is also of Red Molly fame. And, well, you guys, as Goodnight Moonshine, have been making some music for quite a while. We've been following you. We've been playing singles and songs of yours and some really witty, fun material that you've put out. And we're big fans, so we're happy that you're coming to Phoenicia. And we're welcoming you from 98.1 KZE with open arms.
Oh, bless you guys. Thank you so much. We are so excited to play.
Yeah, well, Goodnight Moonshine, the collaboration of you and Molly is charming. The way you perform together, the way you look at each other and then sometimes not look at each other is kind of impressive as somebody watching you both play. There's a lot of love and there's a lot of anticipation between the two of you, which is endearing. Yeah,
it's quite a trip. It's a trip, right, to end up in a duet with your wife. You know, we decided to be. There's lots of these sort of I guess you call them love duos out there.
Sure.
But we decided we want to be the ones to just kind of talk about it. I mean, air it all out and just have some fun with it. It's really about having fun. It's this idea that. you know, marriage and kids, it's got a stigma attached, and our goal is sort of to not only produce our best work and have, but, you know, kind of, not to make it a competition, Rick, but kind of have more fun than everybody else at the same time and just say, look, like, everybody acts like the party's over and we want to, you know, make a different story.
Right on. Well, the opening line in the song Settle Down pretty much says it all.
It sure does. It opens things up. And yeah, I mean, like last night, two nights ago, I'm just recovering. We went all the way out to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which we love. We have people out there.
Cool.
And we went out there on, you know, oh gosh, this is a crazy story, actually. So we left here, you know, we got two different babysitters to cover all the kids while we're gone. We left at like 10 or 11 a.m. The battery light came in in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The alternator starts to go. We somehow managed to get the car to an Enterprise rent-a-car, get the Enterprise rent-a-car, leave the van, get down to the show. We supported Seth Walker. We did a flip bill with him, who's a great like kind of blues soul guy who we met out in Oregon. Had a blowout night, great crowd, amazing night. Did some collabs with him. Then we had like a crazy, all sort of got caught off guard, all night sort of party over at the Ranks, which is this is like ancient Lancaster folklore, but they've been having a 4th of July party for 100 years. It's very famous out there. And on this, and it's like sacred land. They have this pool that's filled with natural spring water. And let's just say like there's some real medicine in that water. It kept us up. All night, having just the best time, playing music for our friends and for the owner of that club. Wow. And then, you know, we cruise back into town the next day, all no sleep, but completely refreshed. So I'm just saying that the party is on wheels.
Well, it's kind of cool that you got two babysitters to take care of the kids, and you and Molly hit
one
the road.
One will not do, yeah. Yeah, one's not enough. You got to get one. They got to work them in shifts, you know?
Yeah, well, that's fatherhood for you at its best.
Yeah.
So you got the kids covered. You take the wife out for a fine date hours away in the car. Beautiful.
That's right. That's right. Our gigs are like the ultimate date night. That's exactly right. In fact, sometimes we think about trying to like market it that way. It's like, you know, date night. Come out to date night.
Great.
But then, you know, we don't want to alienate. Singles are welcome too, you know, so.
So do you get into situations like after a gig where there's absolute silence, you don't talk to each other?
Nope. Good. Unfortunately, that would be a great goal. That would be like a beautiful thing to aspire to.
Yeah, let's not discuss what just happened on stage for the last hour and a half. Let's just be quiet.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's where the fun of, you know, so we're building out this show. We sort of started to create this mixed modality thing. We have these new offerings that have been inspired a lot by my work in education, as well as I had a previous life as a scientist, a neuroscientist.
Huh.
And at that time, you know, there really wasn't a lot of the science was very, I would say, sort of oppressed or subdued about music. Everybody thought that music was just like kind of an accident and that the brain was designed for language. And then any kind of like musical stuff going on was just sort of a byproduct of our super language abilities. Huh. And that's all mostly been turned on its head in, you know, through a lot of work by a lot of people. But, you know, now we believe music came first. And just think about it. Like, even though there are other singers in the animal kingdom, like whales and birds, right? We're the only ones who can share a beat, right? We're the only ones who can create essentially a unified music together or create a chorus. And the effects on the brain and the effects on psychology are, obviously, people really enjoy this, right? Like, otherwise, we wouldn't have a career. But even, I mean, I won't go into all the gory details with the psychology and the neuroscience, but, like, there's profound changes to the brain. Like, someone like me, just one thing to mention. Someone like me who's had a practice for 20 years, there's potentially as many as twice as many connections between the hemispheres of my brain. Like, my brain is maybe twice as connected. So brains love music, and so we've got this, we are more and more trying to include people. So we're trying, we're building out these other programs, this thing called Primal Music, which is basically like me and Molly leading this jam that's completely nonverbal, and it takes everybody back to a nonverbal state before language, and everybody realizes their kind of natural born musical abilities in this space where they can't talk, but they can kind of talk through music, and everybody can speak and listen at the same time. So we really are trying to make it so that over time we're building this show where folks won't just walk out at the end and say great show, but we'll have more offerings at the end of the show and a chance to just build that community and capture the full spectrum of the power of music through these other offerings. So yeah.
Well, that's very interesting and very impressive in general. But let me break things down for a moment. When you and Molly got together, you were both in separate bands, and you were both doing pretty well in Roosevelt Dime and Red Molly. What made you decide, I think we should just do this on our own and scrape off the fat?
Oh, so, it would be... In some ways, it would be cool and empowered if that was what happened. But like so many great things, this is just a total accident and total. It's totally sort of at the whim and mercy of Mother Nature and just the world. So, Roosevelt Dime was like nearing its sort of natural breaking point. Anyway, we had a final tour out in Montana and I was starting to work in Red Molly. I was the musical director, and we were doing a five-piece band, and that band was doing very well.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and at the same time, we had twins at the same time. And that was the most extreme thing I've ever done in total isolation, trying to keep these twins alive. If I always say if I ever have to do anything that extreme again, it will not be by choice. And during that time, music became just such a lifeline for us both. I was going to bed. We had to work in shifts in order to cover the twins for the night because they feed every 90 minutes and they're off kilter. So my shift was like I would be up at 3:30 or 4 for the day, and going to bed at like 7. And after that first feeding in the morning, I discovered the acoustic guitar. It literally is like one of these things where I never understood why it's always seemed like so much work to play the acoustic guitar. It always seemed like...
Really? As an accomplished electric guitar player, you found that daunting?
Yes. It's much more physical. It's like it's you have to work so much harder and have so much better technique to create less sound, ultimately, right? So like it's just this massive trade-off, and it never seemed worth it to me. But in the quiet of the house in COVID, when I sort of like, speaking of sort of in medicine terms again, like when I deeply, deeply needed some sort of like help, you know, because isolated and in this crazy situation, it was literally like I would play a note on the acoustic guitar, and it was like I wanted to invite everybody over and be like, have you heard this thing? This sounds amazing. Like, just listen to it. It's not plugged in or anything. Like, just the sound.
It rings forever.
It's incredible. I've never heard anything like... So I fell in love with it and developed it in total space and silence. So when you're in total space and silence and you have no pressure to perform or anything... Yeah. You can embody some of the deep wisdom of practice, which is to do it really, really slow and thoughtfully. And so I had this whole new relationship. And Molly needed to be writing. With any time she had, she was writing and launching a Patreon and posting weekly videos. A lot of it was new music.
Wow.
And we started to stream together. We started to be so grateful that we had, while everybody else was out of work and had, had nobody to play with, essentially. Like, we had one of our favorite musicians in the world right there in our house. we started streaming these concerts, and it's like we had a couple records. We had already been doing Goodnight Moonshine, but that was like it changed everything because all of a sudden we were like, you know what, this is amazing. Let's just go with this.
Right on. Well, Eben Pariser and
that's right,
Molly Venter are known as Goodnight Moonshine. They will be at the Phoenicia Playhouse, part of the Flying Cat Music Series, this Saturday night. It's a 7 o'clock show. I highly suggest you visit PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com and get your tickets before it's sold out. This is going to be a very special performance, and trust me, folks, watching Eben and Molly play together is an experience, and that's all I'm going to say. Eben was trying to explain the chemistry and everything that goes on stage, and it's hard to encapsulate with just a few words because it's a magical thing. So get tickets and don't miss these two very talented musicians, lovers, married couple, performing, and there's a serious connection between the marriage of the two. So don't miss this. PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com and get tickets. It's this Saturday night. Eben, what else is on the horizon? Do you have a new record coming out? What's going on?
Man, do we ever. I like this record so much. I'm working now with David Seitz, who's done like REM and I don't know. He used to share a studio with Paul Simon. He has all these stories about walking in on Paul Simon fighting with Art Garfunkel. He was there doing the record with the Fugees. He did the Fugees first. Anyway, he's a monster, and we've been working on mixing it together, recorded in the home. It features like live takes. Last summer we were just in there trying to get a magical live take, and most of the tracks evolved around these like once in a lifetime sort of, or just maybe not once in a lifetime, but once in a hundred kind of like takes that just had some magic spice on them. And then we just added some like accoutrement. We got Ryan Sands, who's a jazz master. He scores with his brother Christian Sands, who's world famous. And he's going to, not only is he on the record, but we're going to debut a new quartet in Connecticut with him and Jeff Fuller.
So when's the new record coming?
The new record is being mixed right now. In fact, once I jump off the phone, I'm going to continue to pre-mix it, and then this fall we'll start to drop singles, and we're going to be on, you know, we're going to be on social media promoting it every day. So you know, if you don't want to, if you want to be lazy, just go sign up there and follow us at Goodnight Moonshine. But that's coming, and then a bunch of cool summer shows are all on our website. We got a collaboration. We're gonna collaborate with Anja Duvikot. We're doing a double bill with Cheryl Wheeler, and a bunch of other cool shows too, all around the Northeast.
Well, we look forward to that, and we're so happy that you're gonna be in Phoenicia this Saturday night, 7 o'clock show, part of the Flying Cat Music Series at the Phoenicia Playhouse. PhoeniciaPlayhouse.com. Get tickets. They're going fast. Eben Pariser is our guest this morning. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you soon. You both should come and visit us in the studio next time around.
I was just going to say, Rick, thanks so much for having us. It's been a delight talking to you. And yeah, next time we're going to do this in person.
All right. Guaranteed. Thank you, Eben. All the best to you. And Knock 'em Dead Saturday night in Phoenicia, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks. Love you, KZ.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust.